Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. We have a significant number fewer than this morning. I was glad that we were able to host the Stewart family reunion. I think all the Stewarts on the East Coast were here from Tennessee and Ohio. But they appreciated worshiping with us, and every one of them that I had a chance to talk to appreciated what a friendly congregation this was, and again, that's a reflection of you. Without hopefully beating a dead horse, for the people that were in Bible class today, our lesson was on integrity. We're studying different themes in the book of Proverbs in the Sunday morning class. Not everybody in here tonight is in the auditorium class, so hopefully if you were, kind of, we're not looking at all the same scriptures, but the same message. Integrity is a very important word. It really is. That as Christians, it is something that we have to have. It is something that God requires of us. Integrity is one of those things that people either understand it or they don't get it. A lot of people live their life in a way that integrity doesn't matter to them. They've thrown that and many other aspects of their lives just to the wind. They don't care to have integrity. We as Christians, it is of the utmost. Not only, you know, when we think of integrity, a lot of times one of the first things that come to mind is people being a person of their word. But it is so much more than that. Integrity is doing the right thing and having the right character whether anybody's watching or not. There's a lot of people that do good things in the world, but they may be doing them out of ulterior motives. Many people do good things if somebody's watching them. If the boss is in the room while they're working, they really step it up. Although I've known some that don't. But if the boss is there, they step it up. Or if mom or dad, you know, are looking over the shoulder, they kind of mind their P's and Q's. But integrity is your character when nobody is around. Doing the right thing. Kind of a tie-in, our morning lesson was about Daniel. Daniel had integrity. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. That's character. Somebody choosing to follow God's way, whether or not anybody's around. And I'll tell you, it's easy to serve God when we're here with our brothers and sisters. But when we are out in the world, when we're at work, when we're driving and somebody cuts us off, when a checker or somebody over the phone is surly at us, do we have integrity? Proverbs 10:9, it says, Solomon wrote, "He who walks with integrity walks securely. But he who perverts his ways will become known." And isn't, oh, of course it's all true. The Bible is true. But isn't that just the case that if you have integrity, you walk securely. You can hold your head up high. You don't have to be looking over your shoulder. You don't have to worry about if you run across a person that knows your past. You don't have to worry about when you say something in public if somebody knows the difference and will call you on it. When you walk with integrity, you walk securely. But he who perverts his ways will become known. I've known people, and I'm sure you have also, that they put on a good They put on a good game for a while. They, whether it be at work, whether it be at church, whether it be in your family, They put that face on and they play the game for a while. But they cannot keep it up. Their weaknesses will be known. Their true character will come out. And that second part, he who perverts his ways will become known. They won't uphold it forever. That act, that mask, it will become known. And eventually, that shoe falls, that axe falls, and they're become known for what they truly are. With integrity, you don't have to worry about that. With integrity, you can walk securely. And I tell you, it's not something that's based on money. It's not something that's based on age, race, gender. You either have it or you don't. Dick mentioned in class today, when you lose your integrity, and it's easy to lose. It's easy to lose. Not that anybody's perfect, but when you stumble, a lot of people in your life are just waiting for that moment for you to stumble. To say, aha, Mr. Christian, Miss Goody Two-Shoes, failed. There is going to be no lack of people in our lives that are looking for us to stumble as Christians. But the person that walks with integrity can walk with their head up. And they don't have to worry about that. But when you do stumble, how do you... Integrity is not necessarily how you behave when things are good. Integrity, how do you behave either when nobody's looking or when things are bad? When you do stumble, when you do sin, do you act like Peter, who repented and lived the rest of his life making amends for what he had done? Do you live like Paul, who had, we've all sinned, but I don't know if any of us have spent a long portion of our lives persecuting the church and being responsible for Christians being put in jail and dying. I don't think any of us have done that. He changed and he owned his mistakes. He owned it and took that away from people. He said, I am the chief of sinners. He pulled the rug out from under his opponents to where they couldn't say, oh, he used to persecute Christians. He said it. But you also are encouraged by his repentance. You're encouraged by his zeal and his integrity the rest of his life. How he stood up for God's word. Matthew 7:16, you will know them by their fruits. Jesus said that in his Sermon on the Mount. The previous verse talked about, but the perverse man will eventually become known. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. Somebody might put on a good act for a while. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but Abraham Lincoln made the statement, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all the people some of the time, something like that, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Eventually they're made known. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits, by the way they behave. And that goes for us. That, even though he was saying that on the Sermon on the Mount, it applies to us. That we will be known. Other people will be known by their fruits. In Romans 14:12, Paul is telling the Christians in Rome that so then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. There's a lot of people that are able to fool people. They may even fool people for a long time. they're not going to fool God. In the end, they're not going to fool God. We recently, month or so ago, ended a seven-week study on the letters to the seven churches in Asia. And in each one of those letters, Jesus told the churches, I know your works. It applies to us as a congregation, but also us as individuals. God and Jesus knows our works. Say we get away with it with people. We get away with something at work. We get away with, something. My master crime spree that I told you when I was, I think, six. I got away with some zoo animals for about a year. God knew it. And I got away with it with my mom and dad until my conscience broke and I had to tell them. But I never got it past God. My mastermind crime spree at Safeway of some jungle zoo animals. Thought I got away with it until it started eating away. And the thing is, God always knew. God, I couldn't get away with it with God. And we're going to have to, each one of us, give an account to God on that day. Proverbs 20, verse 7 says, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Christians, if we're going to be righteous, we will walk in our integrity. And as a result of that, our children are blessed because of it. What better gift, or other than salvation, what better gift could we give our children as to be a man or woman, a mother or father of integrity? Of somebody that our children don't have to be embarrassed about. Or your dad does this, your mom does that. And our children are blessed because of the way we live. Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Now, we're not talking about a will. Although, if a person did make provisions for their children and their grandchildren, when my grandfather died, I got a wonderful shotgun and his pipe collection and a mug. I got three things from my grandfather. Physical things. But I got a lot more than that. He gave me much more than those three possessions. When I die, I hope I will leave my son much more than personal things. Is it wrong to leave your children an inheritance, an earthly inheritance? Absolutely not. That's good. But a good man leaves an inheritance to his relatives beyond him. His name. The way that you've behaved. The fact that you can take pride in that person. The fact of what they've taught you. Did they like Lois and Eunice, pass on godly information to Timothy? Paul makes mention of that, how Timothy was blessed and had been taught the Word of God from his early youth by his mother and grandmother. That's leaving an inheritance to your children and even those long after you. There are some of you that I know, you were raised in the church, that your parents, your grandparents, and maybe even beyond that, we're Christians, sound Christians. That is passed on. Not that you ride their coattails. Not that you inherit salvation because they were a Christian. But that influence can be inherited and enjoyed of what the people that went before you have given you. The influence, the teachings. You know, I'm sure every one of us, if we were close to, say, our grandparents, or if we were lucky enough to know our great-grandparents, they taught us things. How great are the spiritual inheritances that we have? Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. And money comes and goes. Comes and goes. There's been, seems to go pretty easy in my household. I'm sure every one of us have gone through things that at the time we thought, oh man, this is tough. A financial situation, maybe the loss of a job, a death in the family, a strained relationship with somebody. But these are the things that last. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Loving favor rather than silver and gold. A good name goes with you long after that fortune. You can have a good name and have nothing in your pocket but a hole. You can have a good name and be uneducated. You can have a good name and be powerful. You can have a good name and be a farmer in the backwoods or whatever. And loving favor rather than gold and silver. You can't buy a good name. People try. You cannot buy it. It's earned. It is earned, but you don't buy it. As we go into this new week, I hope every one of us can take an honest look in the mirror. That's sometimes hard to do. That's hard to do. Sometimes we don't see some of the things other people see. And take a look in the mirror and just realize how important it is to have our integrity. And I made the comment today in class that everything we have can be taken from us, except our values, our character, integrity, however you want to call it. And when we lose that, we give it up freely. No one can take it. No one can steal it from you. We give it up. And as we go into a new week, let's be the best influence we can be. Let's be the best example of integrity as a teaching tool. We are Christians, and people are going to see our Christianity probably much sooner than they hear a Bible study from us. They will see our Christianity by the way we behave, by the way we conduct ourselves. So let's keep that word integrity in the forefront. It is something that every one of us as a Christian should strive to have. Every one of us in here is a Christian. We are baptized believers. If there's prayers that you need, if there is sins that you need to repent of, that's a sign of integrity. Is taking that look in the mirror and realizing there's sin in your life. Every one of us has done that at one point in our life when we realized we are sinners and that we have to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of those sins. If there's sins that you need to repent of, do so. If you need prayers of the congregation, by all means, we have brothers and sisters here that would love to be there for you, to bolster you up, and to pray for you. Whatever your need, please come forward as we stand and sing.